It came to me that I was not the first one to lounge there in possession of the chair. Someone had been before me, and surely left an imprint of her person on the cushions, and on the arm where her hand had rested. Another one had poured the coffee from that same silver coffee pot, had placed the cup to her lips, had bent down to the dog, even as I was doing. Unconsciously, I shivered, as though someone had opened the door behind me and let a draft into the room.
Jane glared.
Don't you do it, Ms. Molly Andrews Carrero. What is it? Tell me. How do you know that Philip is the one? Molly picked at some dried spaghetti sauce on her pants. He makes me feel like the most beautiful woman in the world, every day of my life. She'd never admit it, but those words made Jane's tear ducts sting. Wow, you've never told me that. Why didn't you ever tell me that before? Molly started to shrug, then stopped.
It's not something you tell your single best friend. It'd be like rubbing your nose in the poop of my happiness.